Before we start the madhis, just one madhis of Hazrat Muhammad Siyola Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He says, how a person get the love and the strong feeling or the urge to make zikr all the time. How he can get the urge and the love? And he says that he must remember when he sits down to make zikr. Then you think to yourself, first pununi aku. You remember me, I remember you. It's Allah's words then. So we make him zikr of Allah Ta'ala, reading Quran Sharif, reading Nafil Namaz, whatever zikr you make. At that time you have this in your mind. I am making zikr till Allah Ta'ala remembers me. Because if one remembers me, but for me, you remember me, I remember. The Thani Rahmatullah always said that you make that intention, you never said it. So in the masjid too, when you come, straight away you have this in mind, this ayat of Quran says, you remember me, I remember you. So in the time you make zikr, then you know that Allah Ta'ala is remembering you, that's why He wants you to make zikr. Another hadith, anna jalisun na dhakarani. And the Jalithu, I am sitting with you to make zikr. And the Jalithu, and the Jalithu, Hazrat was saying, how he is saying, whatever feeling he was saying to us, that the love must come into you to make zikr. That urge must be there, the longing to make the zikr all the time. Whether it's in Quran Sharif, whether it's in the Namaz, whether anything. But that love is coming more into your heart when you see thinking that Ana Jalisu Man Dhakarani. I'm sitting with that person making zikr. I'm sitting with that person making zikr. Now you often when the person sits with that, what can zikr he make? His mind will be with Allah Ta'ala. Everything will be Allah Ta'ala. This you must have in mind all the time. You're driving the car too, this must be like this. Your business is true, you think like this. Every way when you think like this, then you must know you are all the time thinking of Allah's power. He is thinking of you and you are thinking of him. So this is what you have to think all the time, which makes you become, to give you the longing that, you know, that weakness that we have of laziness, that weakness that we have in laziness must come out of us. That you have the time to do all those things, but you don't want to do those things, to bring that love in you, and that urge in you, that longing in you to do, this is the way you can bring it in you. He said, then we must also use the same term to do that. Shabbat, then you will not miss the zikr at all. Laziness, there's no excuse for laziness. No excuse for it. If you're lazy, there's no excuse at all. No. Always remember when you wake up to go to work, no matter how lazy you are, you don't want to go to work, but you still wake up and go. You got your work to do, you go to it. You have to attend to your duties. You go out of your way to go. No matter how sick you are, you still wake up and go. I know people of this kind who should walk with a stick, with a bag, with a walking rainy day, very heavy day. They're still going. They don't want to go. But you have to have that. So the dunya thinks you're doing so much because you want to achieve something. The achievement is Allah Ta'ala. If you are Allah Ta'ala in you, they put everything in you. That's why they say, one is you run towards the world, and one is the world run towards you. Let the world run towards you, but you mustn't run towards the world. Because the moment you begin to run towards the world, then that world will get into your heart. And once it gets into your heart, then it's very difficult to take it out of your heart. Because this heart is only for one person, and that's Allah Ta'ala. No one else's love must be in this heart besides his heart. And only coming to this heart of ours if we have the heart very clean. It has to be very clean. If your heart is not clean, Allah cannot come there. Allah is Subhan. You know, when we say Subhanallah, when we read namaz, Subhanallah, we think, does it Subhanallah? Subhan means the pure is a being who is pure from all defects. There is no defect of Allah Ta'ala at all. So Allah Ta'ala does not only enter that heart which is pure, free of defects. Only Allah Ta'ala goes in that. So just imagine this moment all the time you mean zikr. The zikr Allah Ta'ala must come into your heart. If the only way it can come, then you must keep your heart as clean as possible, otherwise it's hard to do. On a jalisun man zakarani, what a nice hadith it is, hadith al-Qudsi, if I'm not mistaken. Hadith al-Qudsi. On a jalisun man zakarani. If you want, only have that, you know, I'm sitting next to you making zikr, if you want to start with that one. Or you remember me, I remember you, and you continue making the zikr, what happens to you? You get in your own. You are no, then you don't want to leave it. You don't want to leave it. You do more and more and more and more. Mahazir Hussain, continuously making more and more, but jam jai, you become stuck, you know, stuck. You become stuck in your heart. See how much you are trying to level this to give us this lesson to us. No, he wants us to get that. That you must get that thing, must jam, it must be stuck in your heart, that's the only thing you're stuck, nothing else. So when you begin to do all those things, then akhlaq razila comes out of your heart. Akhlaq hamida gives into your heart. Akhlaq razila is those akhlaq razila which you're not supposed to have in us. Pride, greed, love of the world. Whatever you can think about, all that was not be in your heart. You have grudge for people, you have malice for people, you have hate for people. Those qualities no more remain in your heart. It mustn't be in your heart. But what qualities will come into you? The quality of sabr, the quality of shukr, the quality of love, muhabbat, the quality of these qualities must come into us all the time. Then you can say, MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah, the effect of the zikr has become of it. But in the beginning, you're going to have this kind of thoughts coming in. In the beginning, things are good, you know, not easy. But the most important thing in this road to Kuluk, you must not be lazy. One day you miss it too. You know, you say, no, today I'm feeling tired. You're not feeling tired. All married people, yeah. I can tell Hazrat, he told us this instrument, that's why I'm saying it. I'm only calling on my Hazrat to us. They all say, you tired? Lekin biwi ke paas jaane upar tired kahan ho? Hazrat, he said a nice thing. Hazrat said, at that time, where you're tired? So in other words, you understand this excuse of tiredness and all, is just merely keeping yourself happy. But you're going 10 steps backward, not one step. So remember one thing, the moment you stop making zikr wa nabala, gradually slips away, because that inclination that's reminding you to do it all the time, not abiding to it. Inclination that tells you, do it. No. I don't want it. That inclination is there. Don't do it. Let's get Hazrat to say. That inclination that telling you to do it is a visit from Allah. Visit from Allah. You do not know when you're making zikr, you don't want to make zikr. You're not feeling sleepy, the after figure. You're not feeling sleepy. You can sit for food. Half an hour, at least make zikr. You can, but you want to tell the bed is calling. Now you leave everything in bed and call you. You didn't want to sleep. You know, you're still fresh. But now this is a time for your test that whether you could abide or not. How many of us are doing Israq namaz? How many of us are doing Israq namaz? These things, this dhikr brings about muhabbat wa nafala that makes you leave the Israq and everything. So when is that? The effect of zikr is this much that you must continue making zikr wa nafala all the time. Quran is reading one para, this one para every day. Mustn't miss that one para. Zikr you make, zikr, whatever it is. So the akhlaq razila must come out of you. Akhlaq razila must come out of you. Akhlaq hamida must come into you. Takhallaqu bi akhlaq Allah. Takhallaqu bi akhlaq Allah. Bring the character of Allah in you. What you understood? Takhallaqu bi akhlaq Allah. Bring the character of Allah in you. And bring the character of Allah, what it means? When someone swears at you, what you supposed to do? Swear at him also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeing all of what is happening with the kuffar, how much of harm they're causing to Muslims, what sabr Allah is making? What sabr Allah is making? We do not know why Allah is doing that. So how much sabr we must make? The sabr, why is that Allah Ta'ala does not punish a person who commits a sin? Immediately, does not punish. When someone tells us something against our tabiat, we begin to fight with him. Ya Allah Ta'ala, you go against his command, you do not even fight with us. That throws a rosy to, not put a sickness to. So where is the sabr that you're supposed to have in us that's called tolerance? For where is, where is that? If someone has to tell you something out of your, against you, why is it you still can't take that, can't bear the consequences? Why is it you still can't keep quiet and say you deserve this thing? Why can't you say all those things? But by the Bustami Rahmatullah Alayhi, when that person threw the ashes on him, he said, carry on walking, he put it through the ashes and fit for fire. He did not even look at that person who threw that thing. Where we are, we have our own wife, we can who say us something out of something, we will take them to task, we don't. Only with things for a moment. Where is what have you learned? تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ صِغْوَةَ اللَّهِ اللَّهِ كَ رَمْمَنْ تِبْعَلَىٰ حضرت جس کو اس اللہ کے رنگ میں آئے وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ صِبْغَةَ Which is better? Which is a better quality? Color? Which is a better color than Allah's color? Which is a better color than Allah's color? صِغْوَةَ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ صِبْغَةَ Allah Ta'ala said that, who is a better color than Allah's color? So where is Allah's color in you and I? When will it come into us? That every moment that you do, everything that you do, His color is with you at every occasion, at every moment. When that color can come into us, anyone can tell you the worst thing to, whether you're a boss to, if a person tells you something, the worst thing to it does not affect you. Because you've got the color of Allah in you. And the color of Allah is always to become tolerance, forbearance. So where is that? If you look at it this month, that you know, Umar ibn Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu anhu, when the time his friend came to see him at that time, you know, the lamp was going off. So his friend told him, can I get that thing? He said, I cannot take a work from you, my visitor is again a flag. He said, why don't you wake up your worker, the servant? He said, I just sent him to sleep now. How can I wake him up? Listen to this thing here. Yeah. These are the things that the quality that comes, the fadlaq will be a flag in law. Immediately after that, he woke up himself to put the thing on. So he told him, why didn't you tell me? He said, that before I was Umar Abraham Rahman, and now to after doing the work of Guru Shah. What difference is making? So we do not have this quality into us to have, to forbearance, to have tolerance. The moment someone tells you something, whatever you learned in the masjid, when you go out, it's forgotten. It's forgotten. Where is that? What's the benefit? Yet you sit the masjid, you sit, make so much of zikr, you make after now the Quran, nafil namaz, everything you're reading. The effect is this, but that's why I say this. It's very important that when you come and sit in the masjid, when you're alone too, your mind must be only towards the masjid, no one else. When before it starts to, but it doesn't even study. through zikr. The reason why I'm telling that if you come to the majlis, our duty is each and every one should be engaged in zikr. When the person comes to give the majlis, that's his time. But your time will not be wasted. Your time must be with zikr Allah. Not to have any kind of discussion with anyone. We know very well that we should come and sit in the majlis quietly. There's no such thing as anyone can talk to anyone too. We didn't have the guts to talk on the phone. Another is not there too. And when he comes inside, he just be salam. So it's left to you how quick you want to progress. If you want to progress like tomorrow, it's left to you. Allah Ta'ala looks at your heart, not us. If you came with the intention, Ya Allah, I came with this thing, I want to progress. I want my Islam. Allah will not give. It's what you do. You say, Hazrat, you always say this. 3 majlis kafi. 3 majlis is sufficient, but not 3 saal kuch nahi. Otherwise, 30 years that. So where is the thing? If you look at it, we have not started. I haven't started the majlis, and Allah made me speak. But rather than I was listening to Hazrat's thing, majlis, and I thought I was ashamed with you all. How you can improve yourself? Like when you come to the masjid too, you think to yourself who invited you. Did how you came to the masjid, what respect you had in it. Imam Ghazali said, when you come to the masjid, you get ziyarat of Allah Ta'ala. Ziyarat of Allah Ta'ala. Just imagine that intent is ziyarat of Allah Ta'ala. Then when you come to the masjid, you get ziyarat of Allah Ta'ala, you won't talk to anyone because you're fearing that if I'm talking to someone else who I came to meet, you turn away from me. So this is what we are lacking today. I want every one of us, Qudatari inshaAllah, to have that in our hearts. When you make zikr, think, you think of me, I think of you. Would that you sit around with respect, facing the Qibla and start making zikr, Allah, Allah, whatever zikr you provide, prescribe for you, make a zikr. You see for yourself, inshaAllah, how quickly the effect will take. And remember, again and again I'm saying, laziness, there's no cure for that. Laziness is no cure. No cure for laziness. But you notice when people for school work, examinations, all those degrees they want, they sacrifice their sleep too. They sacrifice their food too. They sacrifice everything. We don't know whether they will get a degree. How hard they work, day and night they keep away from us. We don't know whether they will get a degree. This degree is the hereafter. The degree that which you really have to work for. But no one is really working for the degree. If we set a time, a program in our life, daily program, like how you make program to go to work. This is my program for the morning, I'm going to make this. I'm going to make 20 minutes, make zikr. I make whatever. But during the day, any time, which is most convenient, but you must do it all the time. The only time you can leave it is the time you're sick. The only time you leave it is the time you're on supper. That's understood. But without any other reason, you must not make it that you leave off your mamulat. Because that mamulat is the most important for you all. To bring about the shine in your heart. Every time you're polishing your heart and making zikr, it's up to you. How much you do, that much you get benefit. The more you make zikr, kasrat is zikr. As they say, dawam-e-taat. Dawam-e-taat is very important. What's the meaning of dawam-e-taat? Dawam-e-taat means to be completely obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every law. Dawam-e-taat. In every law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to be obedient. No, you can't pick and choose. No, you can't pick and choose. Islam does not tell you pick and choose. Ya ayyuna the proof is still the kafa. Enter Islam completely. Allah has said. So there's no such thing as you pick and choose. You have to be completely. The dawam e ta'at. Every way of life. Your weddings must be according to Sunnah. Your business must be according to Sunnah. Your way of life, your private life upon sunnah, your social life, everything must be upon sunnah. One is dawam and taat, cut the zikr, make zikr all the time. Make you zikr all the time. So when the heart, as you are saying, there are certain people thinking that may cut the zikr means your heart may cut. It won't make cut. It won't make that cut. But it makes it that it will prevent you. It becomes so strong that it prevents you from committing guna. It prevents you from committing guna. Sometimes the person thinks, you know what, I'm a business, I didn't know. But you didn't do anything wrong there. You did not do anything wrong at all. But you did not take one Allah's word, one name did not take, but did not commit one guna. That is what. What's the meaning of it? What a person makes zikr all the time, but he's committing guna all the time. What's it? Another person making zikr everything, but he's busy in his work. He can't make zikr. He's busy in his work. But while he's busy in his work, he's doing everything what Allah wants him to do. Yaqul is telling everything. He's controlling his eyes, controlling his ears, controlling his heart, everything. And that kind of person is called a zakir. Is zakir. So this also Hazrat was telling us this. That it come into your heart and it continue making zikr. When Sidna Tatu, what you want to listen to social media? What you want to look at all the social media, all the filth you see? You contaminate your heart. What are you learning from that? Tell me who's learning, what you're learning. You're learning nothing, you're learning all nonsense. It's misleading every one of us. You do not know every time that you're doing that, you forgot Allah Ta'ala. And even on this much, your heart becomes completely contaminated to all that you think bad of people also. One side you're thinking good of everything, but the moment you begin to see, or you begin to see all the social media, it brought about that condition in you that you now you don't want to, you think bad of people. What are you actually doing to yourself? Your heart is becoming completely dirty. Whereas you're thinking bad, backbiting, what things are happening? Where you got the time to look at that? When will that time come that my Allah must talk to my Allah, Allah must talk to me? So until unless you leave out social media, throw in one side, and then you see inshallah how much of time you have. Open the kitab, read one kitab, one hadith of Rasulullah. We not, before those days, you have one hadith in there every day, every home. One hadith, only one hadith they should be. Sleeping time, they should take the name of Allah. Waking time, they wake the name of Allah. Now there's nothing at all. What's the reason for that? Yet they're going to all kind of madaris, sitting in the company of all kind of madaris they're having. But the moment they go out here, everything is forgotten. They say, you know, one is people come to the madaris, they are here, and they throw me and gone out. Whatever they have, one is a person comes in, he is absorbed everything, and make sure he follows. Let us be of that group. That absorbs his word. And take stock of yourself every day, the difference in your life. And inform your whoever you got to, inform him of your progress. I'm doing this. Many a time you may think you're doing something right is wrong. Like one person at the time, rahmatullahi, because you want to put people's shoes right, they tell you a prize name. So he's putting people's shoes right. And he was very happy of doing that. So the Thani Rahman said, what are you doing? He said, I'm doing this, he put my shoes right to people. He said, oh, so there's a Sufi sahib there. So in his heart he was thinking he was doing good. But the sheikh's heart was this one is not good for you. So don't do whatever you want to do, because the doctor will tell you, why, listen man, you give me this for penicillin, but I'm taking something else. Then don't do that. You make sure you're in trouble. But here you're saying he too. Whatever he tells you prescribed for you, that is what you're supposed to take. If you cannot take that with it. Many a times a person will do certain things, they feel they're doing the right thing, but not doing right. They must ask the Shaykh. You know one Hazrat one Bangui Rahmatullah. That person was making so much zikr that he became so stars. And gold and all this, gold and all, silver and gold, hey, Allahu Akbar. Now he's got his wondrous kite. But he was fortunate that he had it. Was there. So he told him, hold on now, please stop everything. He did not listen. He said, no, I won't stop it. Remember one thing, your sheikh is not the one who will deprive you of anything. The sheikh will only want, even to go ahead of him, will be happy. Two people or three people will always be happy in your life, will always see you progressing. One is a father to a son. Father. A father may be whatever he is, but he will see his son progress, he gets very happy. You get it? Second, ustad. His student. I think Dr. Nama says, if I can't teach the children, then you can put me to the Jannah. If I can't teach Jannah, then you can put it. He should make people bear with that intention. They never thought that they would put something, how we're talking, you know, someone telling, you know, mashallah, you think you're someone. Yeah, he's thinking, no, Allah, if I cannot go, then he can put me to the Jannah. That's called. So like that, the sheikh also. Ustad, the sheikh also. As I mentioned out. So these are the things that we do not have in us, the qualities that we have to do. And let me tell you, if you begin to sit in the company of pious people, the question is pious people, that when you sit in the company, you think of Allah Ta'ala. You think of Allah. You bring the world, the love of the world out of the heart is coming. Because all the problems that we have in, we see in today in this world, every problem that we see, what is the reason for it is love of the world. Love of the world. The love of the world is causing all the problems today. Why that man got pride in him? Because love of the world. Why that man got this in him? Because everything of the world. The love of the world, that's why they say, as long as Allah is in your heart and nothing else, that heart is very safe. That heart is very safe. But the moment you got no, Allah is not in you and anything else you got in you, the heart is nuksan. That's why they say it's like a ship, you know. It's like a ship. The ship will continue sailing as long as the water is out of it. Out of the ship. But once the water comes in the ship, then you know it's danger. Danger. Likewise, this is like a ship. Look, ship. Only one person can only be in this heart. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If only you know the time you make you zikr Allah, Allah, that must come, that must be like that, that only Allah's love going to your heart. Allah is putting you up. Not you doing it. You must say, Ya Allah, you put in the heart. Then you see the love of Allah come. More and more. And the more the love of Allah comes into you, the more then you come to realize the love of the world does not want you. Don't see the love. Then you won't deprive anyone of the inheritance too. Leave alone that, you say, give, take mine, they're mine also. But the Thami Rahmatullah alayhi, when he was, when even his parents passed away, you know, when inheritance came, he gave the inheritance away. He did not think that who should supply me, who should give me what will happen to me, because why? His love for Allah was that strong. That I'm Allah, I'm a provider. Allah, I don't have to work. So these are the things that we have in us. And that can only come in zikr Allah and Allah. What I'm going to speak is of Allah that at least bring that life into your being in zikr Allah. Sitting in a masjid to every minute appreciate it. The one advice Rasulullah gave to one sahabi, he says, remember Allah Ta'ala all the time. You do not venture to have it accepted. He only gave one advice. He said, remember Allah Ta'ala all the time. You not know when, your dua is. Let us not waste our time. We got few minutes before Adhan, that means we can make dua. We do not know that dua is accepted just like that. Allah Ta'ala has a common to the Prophet. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Allah'ın etnalarda kırkalı şu kırkalı olsun. Allah'ın ahsına atıp eten atıp muhidin yâla dinlen yüksüzdür. Dünya vatâli kovdurma kovdurma. Allah'ın nasıl olası ve işbâ ve mâni okusun kur kovdurma. Allah'ın nâni ve nâvâkine inne kalak kuyusun kumdur. Allah'ın nasıl olası ve dağ kıvırken ve nâvudu bikin sâhidik. Rabbana nâkızı kulûbana fâhidin eytenâ ve fâdlenâ mûdun kere. İmmeten de bu kâhidin. Ve sallallahu ta'ala Allah'ın rahmetine. Rahmetine.